started the Sorry Way in Northwest London in conjunction with Beit HaMidrash, Knesset Yecheskel and Haderech. 3rd of Teves, 27th December, Rabbi Michal Scharf, Shalita, Baking Milky Dough and Bakery Goods. This is Torah been sponsored, Lidonishmas Reb Pinchas ben Reb Yosef ben Reb Shmuel Zichron Lebracha. And so shall we name Mr. Paul Levine, as if from Lebracha, regular participant of many work years. And also joined by family Rosenberg on the 60th outside, Mrs. Chancha Rosenberg, Ali Asholem, Lidonishmas Alta Chana Nechabas, Reb Nachum Eliezer, Ali Asholem, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow.
Beforehand, that the topic basically of baking milky dough, although we're maybe just after Chanukah, but Bemis is Nogia for all year round, not after Chanukah issue. We see Chanukah probably much easier than all year round. I don't want to conclude into any practical fact of what one should or shouldn't do, because in every way you see there are minhogim and there are certain different opinion in various boskim. We're just going to discuss the ideas and the issues and the halachas, the opinion of various boskim in it. And if one see that the maaseh there are different fact in the market because there are certain different halachas, I'm going to bring it up. But I want just we should Gdomish know. So we're talking through the halachas and the opinion of the poskim, and some practically as well, but lemaise, there are different minhogim of today's, the way the market runs. I'm going to explain this soon. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, two places, one in Daf Lamed, and one in Daf Lamed Vov, Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, the Gemara discussed a certain topic, Rabbi Yeshua Melevi, the Gabbai Matze Ashire, the Gemode Rabbi Yeshua, used to say to his children, Yom Kamer, the first day of Pesach, Luise Lushuli Libechalbe, you don't bake me any matze with milk, Mikam Vo Eloch, after the first day, Lushuli Libechalbe, you can't be back and you can't make me any matze together with milk. And the reason is because the first day is the Lechem Oini of Pesach, so one should not have anything else than flour and water. This is only the first day of Pesach. Oh, but after the first day of Pesach, no aloch of lechem oini, matzah shire is mutter, so you can bake me with meat. So the Gemara asks, "Be'atanye en loshenes or iso becholov." One should not. We learn the brayse that one should not bake any dough with milk, vim losh kol ha-pas asur, the pas is also mipnei hergel avere, because we are worried that the person will be consume this bread together with meat. Vim losh kol ha-pas asur, the Gemara, we're not talking about milk, we're talking about dvash. Lo yiso lush li bedufshe, mikan v'eloch lush li bedufshe. No, with milk, with honey, which is beitem matzah ha-shire. And but the first day you shouldn't do it, you should do plain matzah. Bibo Yaseim. Second chapter of the Gemara, Le'oilon Bechalben. We're talking about, yes, baking with milk. How we learned the Braise, it said, one is not allowed to bake any dough with milk. Kedoma Ravine, Ke'en Ture Shori. We see some of the Ke'en Ture Shori, Ochanami Ke'en Ture. So the Gemara said, we learned in the Braise that em loshenes or isun becholov. Once it's not allowed to bake any dough with cholov, mipnei hergel avero, we're scared he's going to come to eat it with meat and in the oil of our isun. So the Gemara, the first teretz is it didn't mean milk, it meant honey, but the second chat in the Gemara, le oil on the chalve, in kedoma ravine ke'en ture shov. What does a ke'en ture shov? So Rashi explained, Ke'en tur me'at, a little bit. Ke'ayin shel shoy, like the eye of the ox. Shoshon, like a bull, it's quite a bit big, not too small and not too big. Muter lounge becholov one is allowed to bake with milk. The ochil le miyad bevas achas. Rashi explained, was such a little to consume, to be able, like a small bite, to be able to compute, to consume in one go. Velumashili, and he would not leave it later on. The lin shininush becholov, and one will forget and will realize that it is baked actually with milk, and you'll be. Or even later on be able to eat it with meat. So Rashi learned the pshat ke'ein tura, like the eye, the size of eye of an ox, bull, or what? Depends on the Rishon explained, not too smaller or much bigger than some big eye. But Rashi quite clear that one would be it's a bite size. Basically, one can eat it in the ochil miyad bevas achar. Rashi topul the loshu straight away and in one shot. So they're really in one bite. This is what Rashi learned of pshat. And of them, there's no issue. The Rif learn differently. The Eke in the Tura. In the Rosh bring the top la lochem. The Rash and the Rosh given Ke'en Turia. The Rosh, what does it mean Ke'en Turia? It means with a shinum, with a, like a different shape, like the shape of a horn or of an ox. Now, so one will recognize that it is not the regular pass, the regular bread, because one doesn't bake regular bread like that. So one will go and we will understand straight away. And he will do, he will know that, what is it, why is it this bread suddenly has been baked in different shape? He will ask, and by asking he will find out, oh, this was done because it was baked with meat. So obviously I'm not allowed to bake it, to eat it with meat. So then the Rif explained, it's the shinui here, Ke'en Tura, we make a shinui in the path, in the way the path has been baked, and this is where it's a mutter. So this is the two shittas, the Rashi and the Rif and all the Rishonim basically follow. The Torah brings the Alochem and bring El Loshino Iso Bechol of Shemo Yobo Le Ochlo Im Boso and you know that the straight the Braise Veim Losh Kolo Iso Asura. We'll see what's the Iso in it. Afilu le'ochlo levado, one is not allowed. Chazal made an isu, you're not allowed to eat it even by itself. V'yavdino ken turu shori, he brings the pirush Rashi, shelo ilosh elo dovor muet, uge ktano, v'rav elfos pirush, she'oso bo shinui pirush tzuris ken ha'shoi, v'kayo yitzeboi, she'mitoch kach yizkor she'esh bo cholof. Like that he will remind them, he make a simen to remind. So, Rashi Lechoyre doesn't explain like the Torah, like the Rif, because that makes a chilik a simon. We'll see why not. In the Rif doesn't explain like Rashi, because he learned, if you make, as long as you remember, this is good enough. Now, just an interesting thing to understand, Chazal Be'emes made the Isur of the past. The past become also. It doesn't help me to do anything else. Long as it has been baked without any either Shittas Rashi or Shittas Rif, if it's big pieces according to Rashi or according to Rif, which he didn't make any different, any shinui, and to recognize as a regular world, the path is also the one is not allowed to eat it, not with by itself, or definitely not with meat, and nothing is a mikama issue, we will see the difference very soon. Don't to go into the Shittas Rambam and the Radvaz, if they are different Rishonim, but lemaise lahaloche, the interesting, we combined the two Pirushim together. We used this both Pshotim of the Rashi and the Rif, the Rashi which is a bite size, and the Rif which is a simen, both are botak lahaloche. And there is a major difference between these two. According to Rashi, like we said, would not help to make any simon. Yeah, only a little about size. One of the big difference is the Loshon HaRambam. Something interesting to know. The Rambam said it's only Mutar Bepashas Loi for him, for himself. Not La'acherim. Because neither Simon will have La'acherim. Because the person knows the Simon for himself. What sign he made. Maybe everybody have a different type of Simon. Unless other Poskim said he had a certain Simon that everybody knew that this is what looks like a different bread. So there's something which is a different topic. But the Rambam and Pashas, the Rambam said all the simonim is Be'etem Nogea for the person. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tzadik Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings En Loshen Ise Becholov Shimo Yobo Le'ochloi. So the Mechaber brings both pshotim. The first thing, Imo Yodobo Muat, a little bit, Kedei Achim Bebas Achav, one bite size, is Mutar. Why? Because we don't have the Chshash. Oi, bring the second shot from the leaf. Shishine tzuras apas shitein nikeref shelo yuichal bo boso. It again is muter. The more you bring the second halacha, we don't bring to intuit if he baked in a meaty oven. And then this is a topic which deserves a separate issue about it. And people don't rely on mention it because maybe we should speak another time. Is people at home who have ovens and at the same time cook meat and different things in the oven, and they baked challahs, they baked cake in it, and then to eat it with milk, it's not so simple. There's a second part of the Gemara, maybe a different time we'll talk about it, about this particular topic. The Ramo comes up and he said, V'lochem, noyhagin lo lushpas im cholo b'chag ha-shavuos. Ramo b'intin l'cho-shavuos as well. The gam b'shumo nichwei b'shabbos. Every Shabbos one used to bake with, they didn't have the oil which we have used to bake with shumen, with fat. He calls it mechshev kedobor muad. So the Ramos Ashar Yedura and the Ramos bring it to the Sabbais, a very interesting thing. Rashi pshat that miyad, which means a bite size, usually a person will take a small bite. But as soon as Shabbos, for example, this is a bite size. Because Shabbos we knew, Shabbos explained that at the time no one used to eat any milk on Shabbos, you eat meat on Shabbos. So it is no chash that one is going to eat this bread together with meat. It's called a bite size, a suda, which is the whole suda is meat. Looks like that they never used to have the minhag that then we today eat fish with the bread. Challah, what we call the challah, yeah, basically, because again, we have the same problem with a meaty thing, the pashtas. But it's a meaty bread. If you make a meaty bread, the ramoshet is mutar. The same thing in Shavuos. One is allowed to make a milky bread for Shavuos, because Shavuos, the meaning is to eat milky, so this is a sudamiyah, this is according to the Rashi. And you don't need to make a semen as well, because the Shari Dura, the Ramos Mekor Aloch is that the reef is Oich Moide to Rashi if you're making for a small bite. Don't want to go in too much in the Nikud. The next Ramos brings something very interesting. Vecholske, Platen o Pashtide de Mutol. And filled bakery goods, like puff pastry they used to make, and you fill it in with cheese, with meat, or whatever it is, you're allowed to have it. Why? Because it's liquor. If a semen of Tura, Kein Tura, is mutter, of course that if you feel and you see what the filling inside, that is mutter, you can see it straight away, you're not going to be nichshe. So this is what the Ramos, the Cholshkin, Platon, and Pashtiden, the mutori, because you see the filling. So we see from here that the Ramos bought in both Rashi and the Rif, everybody laloche both pshotim, and in the second stage, that not only miyad like the Loshon Rashi, not even a suda, which is you're not going to be nichshel according to Rashi. And to make a shinui, if you got a feeling that you seen it completely, you're off muta. What we have today in the embassies, there are various types of product that want to be need to be careful and try to understand in which category which it comes in. First of all, the more simple bread, the more sure what we have, is let's talk about a pizza. Pizza, everybody knows, it's a milchik. Pizza is milchik. Although today there is such a thing, a powdered pizza. But in my say, a pizza regularly is milchik. What is the base made from? The base is flour and certain ingredients. And especially today, everybody wants to make a mezoinus pizza. So we make the base a mezoinus. Proper mezoinus, because in the machlokes Mogen Avraham and the Taz, if the baking a pizza, a dough which is a moitzi with a topping on top, once you bake it, if it becomes mezoinus or not, in the machlokes, people don't have 100% mezoinus, so we make the dough as a mezoinus dough, either with a juice or one of the things which one put is milk. So you put milk inside, you make the dough. How can you do it? The dough is also, we just run, you're not allowed to lush. So, yeah, so one interesting thing that the Gemara also said, Alosh, and so Esau, the Poskim explained it's not Dafke Losh, because nobody's going to eat a piece of dough. The Gemara means baking. Mamash baked, you baked it. So, as long as you didn't bake it in the oven, there's no Esau on it. Usually, pizza, you only prepare the dough, then you put the cheese on it, and then you bake it. So, this is no Esau. This is one short in of them. The second heter is the Ramon, because by the end of the day, you are putting, you're going to have cheese on it, so you have no way that you're going to nichshu. Although it is not done at the same time, because you make your base, some people will pre-bake, it's not 100%, but they might say it's done on the purpose. It is special type of bread that you make on the purpose to have cheese on it, and on then the poskim said is no issue. But a dough of a pizza dough, some of them can be mamish properly prepared with meat. But we have the two etirim, the choy on them is not an issue. When we come to the biggest problem is about danishes. A danish, you have a danish with fillings, which can be cheese, or can be a different type of filling. The second type thing is what we call borekas. Borekas, potato, mushrooms, blintzes. Now, if, for example, a blintz, you can see the cheese running out from the side, so you can see the cheese, lechoyim does exactly what the Ramon said. You're allowed to do it. Borekas, it also, borekas, you can see the cheese, or you can see potatoes, or a mushroom. But if it is completely a sealed borekas, or what they call, you can have some type of muffins, which is filled with cheese, so you don't see. Well, and then we come to a problem. How can you have it? So some people say the ganzen shduka is of filling. First of all, let's separate. Filling a donut with cheese is no iso. The iso was to bake something, then you're going to eat it with meat. But just to make a filling, one is allowed because you do a filling according. Borekas, you bake it together with it. The shine of borekas has been bought on in Beit Yosef. And the many poskim, there's something which you be the minig in Etisol, and the Bekirisha break in Turkey. This was the minig in Turkish type of food. And what is the heter? And the Bekirisha mentions that exactly how and what. But the Chatzchile, the poskim said, it's true, you have the same borek, the same pas, it's filled, you bake it like that, once you know a lot to be able to eat it like that. So the easy way out is to make a shinui. When you have a shinui, you change the shape. You make a shape, one type of shape for potato borekas and one for cheese danish. The problem, and this is usually what we try to achieve, the problem that what we have today is that it's not someone at home who does it. He can't decide, I want a triangle, or I want square, or I want oval, or round. And this is mine simon. Today, all this is done by bakery goods. How does it work? We have two bakeries. One wants to have this type for cheese and this one for potatoes, and the other one will want a different. How does it work? And the MS is, this is something which is complicated, and the MS should, the ideal situation is to have a uniform style. And I think today, Kimat in Eretz Yisrael, have kimat gone through, I can't say everyone, but every kashrus authority have they simonim, what they call, to recognize. So like that, everybody knows the one with the Madat and the Achilles will be triangle for cheese, for example, and square oblong will be with mushroom or powder potato. So they are publicizing. What do we help to publicizing? The semen. We see if we have a semen, it helps. Now, the question is, the machlokes is, if the semen need to be in the bread itself, yeah, some Rishonim brings, they used to have the minhag to write on the chalas of the bread in you write cholov on it. You put the letters on it, so always you'll have it on it. So the question is, if labeling today, the labeling system is also the same thing, because it helps as long as it didn't open up the packaging. Once you open it up, how would you know? So if it's a single bigger portion, maybe we can say this is sugar achas. But if it's a big cake, once you open it, and that's it, it's a problem. And this is something which at least one need to be very careful with it. So this is the problem which we find in there. Cream cheese is another issue, because Be'emes Apia Alocha, we see the Alocha said only Losh Eso Iso. Chazal were not Lechoyre, Goizer of certain things, just to make it milky. We need to understand Einzah, that the Poskim speak about, the Chashash in Chazal was to eat the bread with meat, together. Why are Chazal not Choyshesh to eat after? The Gemara comes and says, Alosh, Alosh, why about later on? Why about someone going to eat? Why not choshesh that someone will eat the bread after he eat flesh, which you're not allowed as well? So why the Gemara doesn't only Alosh as reason? So the Poskim speak about it and they said that Chazal will goizer, no waste, if Mamash Atkel Kacha Isu, you can come, Isu Beshas Ma'isa. Later on, that you're going to eat this after the meat, Chachomim didn't want to be going there so much. But so and this is why, the Moshu, if you have only something which is done in the Kelim or something like that, it was Doksha. A product which is not edible with meat, no one will eat. I'm not talking about exceptional, someone would make it. But any person would not use it, lemoshu. So the boss can give lemoshu something lemoshu which is done with nuts and filling. Yeah, a certain filling that nobody's gonna eat it with a piece of meat. Yeah, if you ever they used to make like a filled pastry with nuts and dried fruit, and nobody's going to start eating this. It's more kinuach suda than to eat it together with the meat. And they used to bake it either with fat. Yeah, or with milk, and on them said nobody was chushesh because the only issue is you're going to come to eat it together with it, not after. Why not? The chemed and long ariches of them. Why the chachomim would not goizel at kedekach? The chuvas marit, or also about this issue. But maybe definitely were not chushesh only if you're going to come to eat it together. And that's why nobody is going to start eating a cream cake together with a piece of meat. Today, can you listen? There are certain things which came out today, and we see things are changing. And I'm going to hear a little thing where we see things are changing, that today, dessert, which is maybe a piece of cake, and ice cream with a sauce, and the sauce is a meaty sauce. They are making a meaty sauce with a certain flavor in it, and when they serve the certain dessert, they will have mamashu meaty sauce together with ice cream. One don't even realize. But that's what it is. So many things are changing, and one need to be careful. But Koponim, Chazal didn't make any special issue on them. One thing we need to find a problematic is more of the Boreka, sorry, not Boreka, the Rogalach and the Kokosh cake. There is some bakeries who do produce Rogalach and Kokosh cake, yeah, with butter, which is milchik. Now, nobody maybe gonna eat this together with meat, okay, because usually you drink with a coffee. So the choyre should not be the iser, yeah? Oh, but in the same suda, definitely can. So the ma'ase is the poskim said because it's something which is not eaten, it's not eaten together with meat. This is where the heter, which is fine, that some bakery will produce. Nevertheless, one need to have a recognition post afiz milchit that one don't want to eat it after. So you need to label it. Now the question is what we find is. What about the meaty bread, moshe? Where we find such a thing? Now we know that klal yisrael, the minhag in klal yisrael is to bake on Shabbos challis. Where is this coming from? A different, completely different shape, different size of the bread. Yeah, the bread was a piece of dough stuck in the oven. Challis is a completely different thing, and the Bach brings that the minhag came from this particular halacha. Because the halacha of baking a bread with shuman is not allowed. But for Shabbos, this is given suda ktana like miyad le'echoim, but they want in the same time to make sure you have a heker as well, to be yoitze the shittas harif. So therefore, they came up with a different type of shape, and this is where the minhag of challis actually comes all along, and the challis needs to be baked specially for Shabbos, and the poskim bring them, and they used to make challis just kedei sudas Shabbos, not to be left over. We see from here the moedik hazak that one was careful. The macholin Shabbos was eaten on Shabbos and not during the week. Today, been out of proportion, but end Machle Shabbos all year, all week. But Be'etem, we see the Ponskim, a special bread. It was managed before Shabbos, and was specially designed, and would not stay over. After the cup, some Ponskim brings that they use some minhagim, used to make three small challis for every meal. Now, that there was nothing left over. Today, Baruch Shem, to Arachvus, the met challis, the Bach, Seblant Noch Shabbos, whatever it is, what we do with it is another thing. Of Akroponim, we see that it was a special Machol Shabbos. So we see from here the Isbeis, and we conclude the issue of baking any dough with milk or meat or anything like that, unless have two, you're going to eat it straight away, or you're going to have a shinun, or the Poshe Zach. You recognize the product by definition. You see, you put meat on top. Today, we mostly got pizza with meat on top. So you see the product, although the dough is being done either milk or meaty, you see the recognition of that. You got what is the milchik of Lyshin. And this is also that, although the Gemara may not came to it, but it might see any recognition is all portion of the poskim said it brings it. And the only complication is today, I think the most complicated is the borekas or different type product which is sealed. You can't see what is inside. You need to rely mamash on the shape. And I'm telling you, I know I can tell you, unfortunately, the shape is not uniform in London. And it should be uniform. And maybe the next speaker, my dear friend, Rabbi Shuman, maybe Taki, we should join forces on it and to try to make a uniform on it, that all the bakeries in London should have the same pattern, either for milky and one for powder. So like that, everybody is loyal with our hearing, everybody should know, can be publicized, everybody should know, and this would be very helpful because nobody can recognize the product. So at least in the meantime, one need to be very careful when you go to buy it at your borekas. Unfortunately, mikshoilas have happened. So I'm not telling you they have happened, and mainly one should be very careful on it. And the same thing on the other thing, like ice cream, chocolate, that there's no issue min dinner because you don't eat it, but mistake did happen, that sometimes people buy milky ice cream or powder ice cream, and it been served after, and this one should be very careful. So that's definitely should be not having a mishnah mitachas yodeinu, and we should talk about tzloch and givadik for this givadik time.
Isn't the problem also that on many of the thick things, whether it's Israeli or English or whatever, the hechsherim and the wording are all things you can hardly read. It could be on purpose.
You need to change your glasses, maybe.
I've got my last book. No, but now they certainly. I'm not saying Kedasi, I'm not saying generally. The word paraman, the word milchim, it's all very small, but it should be more bold than people.
Okay, cool. And different colours.